Don't worry, the homily should be short today. It's been a long weekend for me too, so I'll keep it easy for you guys. Keep it short and sweet. But over these holiday days, we spend much time with our families, and then we come to celebrate this feast of the Holy Family, that family unit that Jesus enters into with Mary and Joseph. It seems to be the perfect image of a family. And then we look at our families and we go, not quite the same. Not quite the same perfect family as there was in that home in Nazareth. And that might be discouraging for us if we're discouraged by our siblings, or it's hard for us to get along with them and to love them. If it's difficult to relate to our parents or to love them, to still be obedient and kind to them. That it can feel like we are so far away from this family of Nazareth. But I actually think today's feast day is a great reminder of those moments of imperfection. Because today is not the feast day of the perfect family of Nazareth, but is the feast of the Holy Family. That God doesn't call our families to be perfect and in perfect unity and harmony all the time. Instead, he gives us the gift of our families so that we can become holy. So that by that bond of love, we actually learn to become perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. That it's not always pretty, it's not always easy, but that is actually the true path of holiness, and I think that's why we call it the Holy Family. So it was that unit that made Mary and Joseph and Jesus perfectly focused on the will of our Heavenly Father. Because the strange thing about our family is we don't get to choose them. I remember growing up realizing that my sister and brother are probably all that I was going to have as far as siblings go, but we were all very close in age, and so I always really enjoyed that. There was this gift of always having somebody to play with. Playing with my older sister, roughhousing and wrestling with my younger brother. I don't think he quite enjoyed it as much as I did, but I enjoyed it a lot, having somebody to play with. He cried a lot. I don't know why, but... But in the midst of that imperfect family, I realized that my job was to learn to love. And as we heard both in the collect and then in the second reading from St. Paul, it talks about charity or love as the bond of perfection. We don't think of bonds as something that's normally a good thing, but our family bond is something, again, that we don't choose, that's given to us, but that's actually unbreakable. That even if we don't like our family or don't want to be around them, we're still family. Still hopefully spend time with them or talk to them over this Christmas season. And that bond, that fact that we're stuck together with them, is not a bad thing. It actually teaches us to be generous and forgiving in moments that we need to. It forces us to grapple with that reality of love, that it's not always what we want it to be, but sometimes what the other needs that love to be. Sometimes we have to give more of ourselves in order to strengthen that love. That is, I think, what makes a family holy. Again, not that it's perfect, not that it's always doing the right things or has the perfect Christmas card and everything's in order, but instead to say in those challenges that they will still be bound together in charity, that they'll still look out for each other and generously love one another. I think that's what made the Holy Family holy. Because we have in today's gospel something that's very much imperfect. They come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. They lose the child Jesus, not just leaving him for a day, but then for 3 days searching for him all throughout the big city of Jerusalem. Pretty sure if Mary and Joseph knew 2,000 years later this would have been recounted in the scriptures, they would not be very proud, right? They would not say this was our finest parenting moment that we would like everyone to remember. And yet it's in the midst of that that we hear both Mary holding these things in her heart. Mary reflecting on this moment as a way that she could love her son and Joseph even better. And that Jesus, even in his humility, realizing that he could be obedient in the home of Nazareth to Mary and Joseph. That even in this imperfect circumstance, they learn the value of love. They learn the value of that family. That they don't try to make it perfect, instead try to set it apart to love as God loves. Brothers and sisters, I think that's what the gift of our families is meant to be. A chance to learn to love as God loves. That it's not to love the people that we choose, but to choose to love those that are put in front of us. as imperfect as that might be some days. And I think that lesson actually can be applied to the time and place that we're born into. Because similarly, we can think about these years that we're born into, and there's many things that are good about it, that we have technology and creature comforts and things that make our life really relatively easy. We can also look at the things that make it more difficult, that might make us feel far away from God or hard to live in His law. And we could try as best as we could to make the perfect circumstance and to hope that that would make us holy. But I don't think that's actually what God calls us to do. I think just as we have to realize that our families are imperfect but can lead us to holiness, so too all the circumstances of our time and place are imperfect. They'll always be imperfect. And yet God gave us the gift of being born today and in this place. Not so that it will be perfect, but so that we can become holy. So that we can bring the light of Christ's love into this moment. So brothers and sisters, let us rejoice today in the birth of Christ and in the presence of the Holy Family. But let's not focus on making our families or our lives perfect in every way. Instead, let us seek to make those circumstances a path to holiness, to be bound perfectly to God, our Heavenly Father, and that bond can make us grow in love, to love those around us and bring the light and joy of the birth of Christ to those who need it.